Though unnervingly effective, once household products like arsenic, compounds already in the body like adrenaline, or even radioactive substances like polonium didn't escape detection. But how are poisons detected today? Back to Lorna, one of the many forensic scientists who identifies poisons sometimes in deadly cases.
This machine here is a gas chromatography mass spectrometer, and it's actually two instruments that have been coupled together. So you have the gas chromatography side, and then you've got the mass spectrometer side. Your sample, your poison, will go into a vial, and the instrument will take it in a syringe, and it will inject it into the GC. At that point, it will become a gas, and that will separate out all the different components that would be in that sample. Because unfortunately, when people do pass away, or they have got an acute reaction to a drug or another poison, they might not have just taken one. So we need to separate out all those different components to see what is in that sample.
So are we putting blood or some sort of bodily fluid in here?
So you don't put the bodily fluid, you do some cleanup beforehand, but it would be like that. And then it will travel through the GC, and the GC is made up of a column that's 30 metres long. And
it doesn't look like it's 30 metres long.
And it is extremely thin and all coiled round and round and round, so it's quite compact. And then it will travel through to the mass spectrometer, and here it gets bombarded by electrons. So it kind of it goes past something that looks like a filament in a lamp, effectively.
Mm.
Okay. And it goes into what's called the mass spectrometry source. And from that point, because it's getting bombarded by these electrons, it causes your compound to fragment. And the idea is that every compound has a different fragmentation pattern. So it's like a fingerprint.
So if you know the fingerprint, you can tell what it is.
Yes, exactly. And if you have something, and once you've identified what it is, you can put down something that you think is the same. And if it's got the same effectively fingerprint, you can confirm that that's what it is.
Lorna Nisbet there.